You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Chick-fil-A in North Carolina put some ad in because, you know, they're Chick-fil-A is always busy, but there are some hours that are even more insane. And so they were looking for some, quote, volunteers. And it was people who would come spend about an hour just helping out. And then in exchange, they wouldn't get paid, but they would get five free entrees. Now, some people were up in arms over this. And Jeremy and I were both like, I'd
shut up.
Really? It's one of those things where if you don't want to do it,
then don't. Yeah.
Then don't do it.
Just
but
shut
why
up.
Do you have to like rain on everyone else's parade?
Somebody would step up and say, yeah, pay me four chicken sandwiches and I'll work for you for a few hours. Hells yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
Duh.
So we started thinking, like, what would you work? Where would you work for free in exchange for their product or services? Now, in a way, this is like the old barter system. And I just found out last week that Gretchen, from now on, will be getting free hair appointments. She's getting all of her hair stuff for the next year or two for free.
That's nice.
Why? Because she was sitting there in the chair getting it done, and the lady was talking about how Gretchen is a piano instructor, and the lady's like, oh, I'd really like for my granddaughter to take piano, but I know they can't afford it, and blah, blah, blah. So they started talking, and Gretchen's like, I'll teach her piano, you know, and the lady's like, well, I'll throw in the haircuts. And I was like, what a great deal.
That is a great deal.
Anyway, is there something that you would work for free just in exchange for products or services? And we're already hearing from people. Like Susan wrote in and said she would work for an airline for a few hours for free.
Oh, yeah. Free flights.
Absolutely.
Go anywhere you want.
Jamie says she does work a few hours a week for a fabric store, but it's not for free stuff. It's for a big discount.
Okay.
My daughter-in-law did that for a while, many years ago. She would work around Christmas season, probably, I want to say, like 8 to 10 hours a week for a place that will go unnamed. But she worked for them just so she got, during the holiday season, this big, like, 40% discount off of everything.
Nice. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's
so what about you? Where would you work for free for the
product?
I
was thinking about that during our last little break. I think at the top of the list, just right now, probably the Denver Beer Company. You know, pay me in Princess Yum Yum and Tart Delight. Mm-hmm. That would make me pretty happy for the summer.
God, what does that say about us? Because I was thinking about where could I get my bullet?
Bullet Stranahan's. Yeah,
I mean, bullet bourbon
or something.
I know,
I was thinking, it's like, well, we're not alcoholics. Trust us, we're really not. We don't have a problem. But
that
yeah.
bullet's like $50 a bottle, man.
It is. It's expensive now. So, yeah, I'm thinking Denver Beer Company, Traeger, possibly, and how about Tesla? You could pay me in a Tesla, right? Put in a few hours a week? I think those would be my three. Did you have some?
I'm just going to... I said liquor store. Put me in a liquor store for a few hours. Maybe come in, like, on a Saturday and work, like, 3 hours, and then I walk out with a bottle.
Done. I feel like Eric's being sarcastic on our text. Eric says, Kohl's, duh. Love me some delicious Kohl's fashion. LOL. Liar. Shut up. And then Ryan wrote in and said, come on, guys. I'd work at Maverick for free gas. They have decent pizza, too. Ryan, pay me in gas. Those are good.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Is he talking about, like, gas station pizza?
You're not familiar with Mavericks?
Matt,
you can go in and get like a full breakfast skillet. Like they've got like a pretty banging food area.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying I don't think I've ever had gas station pizza before.
They like pride themselves on like really good food there. Yeah.
I'll have to try it.
And you'll get like biscuits and gravy and all sorts of things. Yeah.
Well, look at that. You had me at biscuits and gravy.
You had me a gravy. Kathy says she's a craftaholic. I would work full time at Michael's or Hobby Lobby for yarn. Yarn for days. Craftaholic. That's good.
Let's go to the phones. We'll take a quick call from Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Sherry.
Where would you work for free in exchange for their product or their services, Sherry?
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'd work for a plastic surgeon.
Oh, okay. What do you want done?
A little nip, a little tuck, some Botox, you know?
A little bit of everything, huh? The sampler platter.
That's exactly right.
All right. I like that one.
That might be a lot of hours. I mean, we're talking about, you know.
It's a lot of filing and helping, Sherry.
Hey, you know, I got Saturday.
All day Saturday. Soon to be smooth Sherry.
Exactly.
Hey, we're glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Thank you. A couple of people like Dan wrote in. They said they would work for any of the Broncos, the Nuggets, or the Rockies for free seats to the game. And, you know, you could be like one of those people, like it's almost like an usher at Coors Field, right, mm-hmm. where they stand up at the top of the section just to make sure, you know, that you have seats in that section. And if you're standing there, you're going to get paid, and you can watch the game.
All day long. That's right.
So that's something to keep
Mark
in mind.
Mark is thrown in and said, I'd work at Shotgun Willie's in exchange for dot, dot, dot. And I just wrote back, shut up, Marcus. Shut up. Brittany wrote in, Disneyland, free entry, early access, and unlimited churros. I'd totally work for free.
Unlimited churros?
The churros are really good.
You got to set your sights
really
a
good.
Little higher.
They're really
that.
Good, though. Hank says, Yeti, pay me in overpriced coolers. How many coolers could you get, though? I mean, it's like at some point. And then Janet says, the Shane Company, pay me in pretty jewelry. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't I think of that one?
Shannon says, my sister's a hairdresser, too. She gets free Disney tickets for us every time.
Go.
So what, is she cutting like Minnie Mouse's hair? I mean, what is she doing? How is she getting all those?
Chelsea says, I would work at a hospital for free services. Having a baby is expensive.
Amy from Fort Collins, she says, I take care of the aquariums at my kid's former preschool in exchange for after-school care.
Oh,
you take
that's
care of
huge.
The aquariums?
That's
so
good.
When she just comes in and cleans them out and
I
gets
guess
the scum
so.
Off and...
Well, she knows aquariums. 7636 wrote in and said, Coach, I'd work at Coach for free or discount purses. And I wrote back, is this my wife?
Yeah.
Did you get
like
a new number?
Here's another hairstylist, Allison. She goes, I'm a hairstylist. I have bartered with a couple tattoo artists, massage therapists, someone who gave my granddaughter voice lessons, and with an esthetician for skin services.
Holy cow, Allison.
I'm
all
telling
sorts
you,
of freebies.
I think the hairstylists are in the, because that's usually what, once a month for guys, once every 4 to 8
I'm
weeks
due.
For women.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
that's
perfect.
A good gig. You're getting some free stuff.